My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, would you bring your attention to me for a feast for your eyes to see? An explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it,
bro. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Always kind of considered myself to be a fifth son of yours, and I appreciate all the support.
Well, I'm honored, and congrats to you, what you're doing with your Greg Hill Foundation. You're a cool Hill man.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexandra is from Canada. Luka Doncic is from, where's he from, Slovenia or something like that? And Giannis Antetokounmpo. We know he is the Greek freak.
Right.
How do you get Giannis Antetokounmpo and you get everything else wrong? That is incredible.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
You know, there's a lot of people probably think they deflowered Paris Hilton. Yeah.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny, please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
This is Governor Sam Adams.
Oh, Sam Adams. Oh, wow. Applause for Sam Adams.
I thought he made beer. He's a governor?
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken Ubuntu.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
Yours is all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill.
Go.
All right. Well, as Wiggy would say, what up, adults? Although no Wiggy, Where is he abusing the flex system again? Shime, I didn't know Wiggy wasn't working today.
Yeah, I double-checked the schedule, and I saw that he wasn't in the studio this morning, and it says Wiggy off today.
Did I miss him mentioning it during Friday's show?
I don't think he mentioned it Friday. I think he mentioned it on Thursday before
we went away. Oh, he did. Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, to be candid, Wiggy's not relevant today. Neither am I. The two people that Boston most wants to hear from are you and Courtney.
Ooh.
Given social media post that went viral last night from your dinner.
We had an eventful afternoon yesterday.
We did.
Courtney and I. Sunday dinner. The dinner. Are we going to get to that now or you want to get to that later? There's a lot to when it comes to that. I guess I call it a meeting. I mean, it was a dinner. It was a meeting. We can unpack it at some point. Probably not right off the bat.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions people have on social media.
Oh, yeah. A lot of comments on social media.
Very split on how people feel about you and I meeting with her.
Yeah, I felt like for the most part, people understand. I can't wait to talk about it.
Me neither.
There's a couple comments from people who were disturbed or disgusted that the two of us were sitting down and chatting with somebody who was accused of a crime and was not found guilty of said crime in a court of law. In fact, it was a mistrial. So I believe that if I remember Curtis correctly, it's still America. One is allowed to have dinner with somebody else.
Even if she did what she is accused of, which I have said I do not believe,
mm-hmm.
Don't we have jailhouse interviews all the time?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, of course.
So even if that were to be the case.
Yes.
But I don't think that is the case. And I wake up this morning. I don't care about the negative comments, the very few that are out there. I believe that I am on the right side of history here.
Really?
Yeah. I believe it more than I ever have. And I think from the beginning, I've been pretty vocal about how I feel like something is amiss in this case.
Something is up.
Something is up in the ocean and in this case.
Yeah. Something is up in the judicial system and in the ocean.
But I have a question for you. Nothing about the meeting. Did you bring the 1982 Margaret Margot wine?
No, I did not. I forgot to bring that bottle of wine.
You brought it home, though, right?
I did bring it home, yes. I did not leave it at the Sam Adams tap room. But, by the way, what a day Friday was.
Awesome.
Just absolute blast celebrating 5 years of the show. Thanks to every single one of you who came out. Thanks to all of the guests who called the show. It was, I thought, all around a great way to celebrate the fifth birthday of the show on Friday. It was excellent. So,
and how about
you.
The governor posting like all the photos herself? I mean, it was pretty cool. I have to say, I had a one-on-one with Governor Healey.
Yeah, I mean, one of the great political feuds of my lifetime apparently ended on Friday.
Yeah,
have we shared that photo of the two of them? Like, it's like you know the photo that they have of JFK, and he's like, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he's out in the Rose Garden talking with, you know, his brother in the shadows. That was the photo from Friday of Curtis and the governor, and when they put their differences aside, yes.
And to paint the picture, we took that photo that Mitch just shared on Twitch, and we're walking back to go do the show, and Curtis turns around and goes back to Governor Healey, and I said, oh boy, I want to be close, but not too close during this, and it looked very mature. Mm-hmm. Very nice. I believe there was a hug.
There was a hug. I mean, Governor Healey and I spoke, and I had to explain a joke, which is, I don't know, I've done that a couple times. Mm-hmm. And I said to her that when she was frustrated about, Mitch, I sent that to you, you should have it. She was frustrated after her appearance at the Capitol Grill,
mm-hmm.
where I said that Jim and Marjorie and her were going to celebrate bike lanes mm-hmm. after she had just denounced them on our show. And I explained that we had this young lady, Trenny Kusnerik, now Trenny Casey, who used to do the morning show and then go to the afternoon on Jim and Marjorie, and she would always say the opposite. I said, clumsy joke, but I just was having a good time. And she looked at me and she said, Chris, well, thank you, but I agree with you on bike lanes. We need to do something about this.
That's great. That's good news.
And I said, well, if you need someone, I will be your czar of mm-hmm. anti-bike lane.
There it is, the two of them.
Obviously talking about not only about bike lanes, but about eventual total world peace. How the two of them together could perhaps bring that to all of us.
Do you think she considers Curtis a thought partner?
She probably does.
Yeah. I think so.
Maybe deep down.
I think she probably does.
A thought partner?
Yeah, a thought partner. Well, speaking of that, disastrous weekend for the Red Sox. Swept by the Astros, and just to add a little cherry on top of the bad-tasting dessert, Jarren Duran caught on a hot mic saying untoward things toward a fan who was riding him a little bit. That's the saying goes. So, I don't know. I mean, it's a long season. There's a lot of games left, but I mean, if any team is going to sweep you, I guess you would expect it might be the Astros or the Phillies or, I mean, I don't know.
I would just ask everybody to picture a world where Alex Cora wasn't extended, because everything would be different today. And there is already some animus. Shaughnessy was pretty good over the weekend saying they went bargain basement shopping, or as Wiggy would say, the bargain bin.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you get. The relievers they acquired stunk. Jarren Duran. I mean, yesterday was the nadir. Like, that was watching and seeing the way they lost that, going down 10-0, a night after you get a leadoff double, down a run in the ninth inning. Devers is on second. He doesn't move an inch. Three straight outs, and you lose that game down a run. Friday night, you blow a lead, got a 3-1 lead. And then yesterday, you get blown out, and then there were sort of murmurs of what somebody had overheard, and then by the time we woke up this morning, the Red Sox had released a statement.
It was pretty obvious in the broadcast, though. Like, when he said it, it was loud and clear, in my opinion. And Jarren Duran's been through a lot. We've talked about it, and I've been a fan of Jarren Duran for everything he's overcome. But you're a 20-something-year-old grown man, and you know that you have mics all around you, and you know that there are cameras on you at all time, and you know that language, that's my least favorite word out there. So for me, I was disappointed, and we're going to get to his response. He did release an apology in statement form during trending. But that is just such a bad look for the Red Sox. Like, there's no excuse.
Is it a bad look for the Red Sox, or is it a bad look for him?
It's a bad look for the Red Sox because he won the Heart and Hustle Award that day, and they posted that he had won that with that. They're shaking hands, basically. The fact that he wins this award and he's caught on that hot mic in the same, you know, couple hours. So
using the Red Sox own policies, I believe after the fiasco with Adam Jones, and we talked about that ad nauseum, that they have a zero tolerance policy for that type of language. Obviously, Adam Jones was a racial slur. This is a homophobic slur. But I understand being enraged in the moment. It's just sort of was the worst possible way to cap an awful weekend. Like, it feels like the season may have ended yesterday. I know it didn't.
No, don't say that, Curtis.
But it was just an awful, awful weekend. I went to bed Friday night thinking Ken and I would be talking about the Sox on a roll. Everything's going in the right direction. And it's just been everything that's happened wrong could have in the last 3 days.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got a lot to get to on the show this morning. We are here in the studio today and then off to Fenway Park tomorrow and Wednesday for the 22nd annual NESN WEEI Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. More on that as the morning moves along. We are going to get to today's leads in about 10 minutes or so. And then they said it. At 7, that's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. And we will definitely talk about when Gerard Mayo says big time, big money free agents will want to come to New England again. Good news from Gerard Mayo on when we can finally land a big fish around these parts, Curtis.
For the first time in my life, I'm envious of Bears fans. I watched Caleb Williams. Holy cow.
How much fun is he?
I would officially like to retract my condemnation of his desire to rip the locker room and its cleanliness. He can do anything he wants. I don't care. He is...
Real deal?
Oh. I know it's one preseason game, and I know...
He got a lot of time. He got a lot of minutes.
And he looked a lot like, dude, it's just fun. Like, he just plays fun. Is he going to make a ton of mistakes? Probably. Yes. But at the same time, he's going to have like 1,000 highlight plays, and Bear fans are just going to be excited.
Yeah.
The Bears have literally never had a good quarterback. They've never had a quarterback throw over 3,500 yards in a season. This is perfect situation for the Bears.
What about Jim McMahon? Great Jim McMahon?
He had a great headband, and he could do a shuffle. But I would say the Patriots, watching these bad teams that have a quarterback, it feels like they are in a position that you just... Drake may be great, but watching... Even J.J. McCarthy had a dime. I mean, it's these offenses with these rookie quarterbacks were playing all over the weekend, and just reinforced my frustration about the way the Patriots handled last Thursday night.
No, there is somebody on the Subaru of New England text line who is already coming at Scheim, because over the weekend, an awful lot of rookie quarterbacks saw a considerable amount of time when it came to preseason games. So that is directed right at you, Scheim.
Yeah, and I mean, I said it on Friday morning that he should have played more. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree. I think it was kind of silly that he didn't play more than a series or two. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's kind of dumb. He should have at least played a quarter. I mean, J.J. McCarthy had... like 18 passes. Like, what are we doing?
Anybody addressing what Gerard Mayo said about that during their lead?
No.
No?
Okay. I'd be happy to. I'd be happy to discuss it.
Yeah. I mean, you can do it. I was going to do it, but I can pivot. I can talk about an absolute affront to humanity, which is going on beaches. In a certain part of this world, you want. I can do that, and you can get to what Gerard Mayo said about Drake May in minutes. All right.
Are you surprised looking at how the team is constructed right now and kind of the vulnerability they've shown with the media that they are not the focus of Hard Knocks? Like, watching the Bears right now, I'm like, this would have been awesome if it was the Patriots. To have a new head coach, to have a team where, you know, you've got to get to know a lot of these guys. Watching the Bears, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm like, I'm over the moon about watching, like, this team, and I'm excited to see what we have in front of us. Like, I just wish that the Patriots would have that moment in a time like this.
Yeah.
Because I think it would have added a lot of excitement for fans. Because you just see these players, you see the coaches in different ways, and it also, they make the team look really, really good.
They won't do it with a first-year head coach, right?
Right. Patriots, I'm sure, could have volunteered. But there's a bunch of policies where if you're a playoff team, you don't have to do it and whatever. But yes, one of them is if you have a rookie head coach, you are exempt, if you would like to be, from being on Hard Knocks.
How did Mac Jones look?
Oof.
Against the Chiefs, Scheim.
I believe he was the third string quarterback.
The island needs an answer on what happens with Mac Jones.
He got outplayed by C.J. Beathard, if that answers your question.
All right. Well, Wiggy's off. Another flex day for Wiggy. He will be back tomorrow for Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon Day 1 at Fenway Park. But let's get right to Courtney and to what is trending this first hour.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox fell to the Astros 10-2, getting swept at home by Houston. A bad weekend that was made worse when a Nesson hot mic picked up Jaren Duran using a homophobic slur at a fan. And I see a lot of people in Twitch already asking, well, what was the fan saying? The fan was basically, it seemed like he was yelling, you need a tennis racket to connect.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, Jaren issued a statement that read, during tonight's game, I used a truly horrific word when responding to a fan. I feel awful knowing how many people I offended and disappointed. I apologize to the entire Red Sox organization, but more importantly, to the entire LGBTQ community. Our young fans are supposed to be able to look up to me as a role model, but tonight I fell far short of that responsibility. I will use this opportunity to educate myself and my teammates and to grow as a person. The guys will try to turn the page tonight, welcoming the Rangers to Fenway, 7:10 first pitch. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Joe Castiglione and Sean McDonough have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI, and as always on the Odyssey app. The closing ceremony took place yesterday at the Paris Games after both the U.S. men's basketball team and the women's soccer team both took gold.
Are you sad that the Olympics are over? You love the Olympics.
I do love the Olympics.
Uh-huh.
I was over it at the end of last week. Yeah.
Were you excited to see Tom Cruise grab the Olympic flag and jump on his motorcycle and ride it back towards Los Angeles? Is he there yet, or can he make it all the way from... I should ask Wiggy. Can Tom Cruise make it on a motorcycle from Paris, France, all the way to Los Angeles?
He can.
He can. Okay. Yeah. He would just jump, like, Mission Impossible style over the Atlantic Ocean. Is
right.
That, okay.
He would jump and then latch onto a stealth bomber and then fly back home.
Excellent.
Not a big Tom Cruise fan, so I was kind of like, meh.
Really?
I saw that. Yeah. No.
The man is... I don't care about his personal... Picadillos. The man is an extraordinary actor.
Yeah.
I mean, no respect.
The Scientology of it all just leaves a bad taste
in my
mouth.
How is that still alive?
Yeah.
It really is. How many documentaries have to be aired about the true evil of Scientology for these people to still be, like, in good standing?
It's very, very weird.
Leah Remini is like a goddess for what she revealed about that whole thing.
But don't you leave that part of it out, Courtney, or it affects your view of him as an actor?
It just does. Yeah. I know it shouldn't, but...
Well, I mean, never forget that during COVID, he was the man who was able to get all of the actors and the movie people back to work, if I remember correctly, during a moment where he was yelling at everybody.
We are the gold standard. You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us. Because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance companies. Producers! And they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again! Ever! And if you don't do it, you're fired! And I see you do it again, you're gone! And anyone on this crew does it! That's it! And you too! And you too! And you! Don't you ever do it again!
After that, not a single person went on that movie set without a mask on, which was very important. Very important.
When James becomes an adult and we hear that and he asks, what was that time like? I'm like, well, a bunch of very healthy people decided they couldn't act without a mask on for fear of getting a cold.
Excuse me, social distance, please. Yeah.
Tom Cruise slowed the spread. A crazy situation in gymnastics as Jordan Chiles has been ordered to return her bronze medal after the Olympic Committee said that the inquiry into her scoring wasn't submitted in time. So if you weren't paying close attention to this, Jordan Chiles, you get two scores if you're a gymnast. One of them is for difficulty. If your coach does not agree with what the judges put out for that, they can issue an inquiry into it. You need to do it within a minute after the score is released.
Okay.
So they did. Her score got changed. She then got bronze. She went from fifth to third.
Yeah.
Now, days later, they're coming out saying she needs to return the bronze. U.S. Gymnastics has said that they found another video that shows that her coach submitted it in time. The governing body said in a statement that it has submitted the video as well as a formal letter to the Court of Arbitration for Sport as part of a request to reinstate Chiles' bronze.
Did she take the bronze medal and get out of France? Because if she did, possession is 9/10 of the law.
Amen.
I hope she got right out of there with it. That's what happened to me when I won the Marconi. I was sure that there was a mistake somewhere, so I took a chime. I walked right out of the ballroom and right to my hotel room in
Genius.
New York.
Well done.
Then they can't take it away from you later.
And you slept with it.
I did sleep with it, yes.
In the nude.
Uh-huh.
Today through Thursday at Shaw's and Star Market, ground beef and turkey are on sale. Get value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef or 93% lean Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. Just $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. By the way, later in the show, I'm going to explain how the first ever Greg Hill jinx may actually be impacting a place, not a person.
Really?
Look out. I'll just say Ernesto.
Ernesto.
63 degrees and sunny right now. Afternoon high approaching 80. Next hour, I will explain why Greg Hill may have ruined an entire populace.
Is this a tease for the weather next hour? Oh, that's next level.
I mean, well, really? How do you get to number one? You have dinner with Karen Reed, and then we figure it out with the weather teases.
That is next level. All right, our leads coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Open up the champagne, pop. It's my house, come on, turn it up. Hear a knock on the door and the night begins. Cause we've done this before, so you come on in. Make yourself at my home, tell me where you been. Pour yourself something cold, baby, cheers to this. Sometimes you gotta stay in. And you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in, in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go around. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now.
Tomorrow, we will be at Fenway Park for day one of the annual WEEI Nesson Red Sox Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. This is the 22nd year of fundraising, and during those 22 years, you incredible people have donated over $70 million. For the Jimmy Fund. Last year, you donated over $4 million over 2 days. And so $4,070,000, about what was raised last year. And so I hope we can beat that this year over the next couple days. Can't wait to be there with a bunch of stories about those who are fighting cancer, the doctors and the nurses who are helping them.
and some celebrity guests, all of it. Curtis, you've been a part of it for many years. So.
Yep, since 2013, and I always marvel at it, and I say it because it's true. This region is uniquely philanthropic and kind when it comes to causes that are most important, and it's the best person to have in your life. Like, do you want someone in your life that's always like, hey, you look great, good to see you, Bill? Or do you want someone that's kind of cantankerous, will tell you when you have something on your face, but if you break your leg, they'll give you a ride to work? Like, that's Boston.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, like, in a case like this, of course, with pediatric cancer, like, not many things are worse for families to have to endure and for little kids to have to suffer. And you always leave this saying the kids that are the ones that are suffering with cancer treatment appear happiest, appear looking forward to go there. And when I was at ESPN, there was a nationwide annual fundraiser for a great cause, the Jimmy V Foundation, and they would celebrate if they got like $800,000, which is great for a charitable endeavor in terms of cancer research and care. In one little part of the world, with one radio station and one TV network, you're raising $4 million in 2 days.
It's amazing, and we can't wait to be there tomorrow morning. Wiggy is off today, a flex Monday. That's all right. It's summertime. Wiggy deserves it.
Yeah,
deserves
he does.
The time off. He was spot on Friday, leading the charge on an Olympic basketball or a full Olympic boycott. And maybe that worked. Jason Tatum got, 3 minutes.
A-hole.
In that final game. Jason Tatum seems to be handling it well, I think. And it was interesting to hear Wick on this show Friday expressing what the rest of us have been expressing, which is bewilderment at the fact that Jason Tatum did not play in a couple of Olympic medal games, being that he is coming off winning an NBA championship. But I know he seemed to handle it well, although I did. I saw his comments afterwards where he said he's not sure about Los Angeles and the 2028 Olympics.
He will play in the 2028 Olympics, 100%.
So?
But I think that he's handling it well because he's seeing how everybody is. There's not one person who's not questioning Steve Kerr and his decision. Everybody's saying, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
So if you're Jason Tatum, you're sitting on the bench, you've got the country behind you. So, yeah. I mean, that's got to feel good.
Yeah, I agree with Courtney. Like, I feel Ken was trying to push this on Saturday, and I've seen it nationally. People say Tatum's taken a hit. Like, not
that
by
he,
people
that... What do they mean by taking a
that
hit?
That his standing in the basketball hierarchy has...
Because of this.
Has taken... Yeah. That he didn't play. And
no
I'm
way.
Like, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I view it the opposite. I view it as a guy that could have been angry... that could have been outspoken in his desire to understand why he was being benched, and he didn't. And
yeah, he could have hijacked the whole thing and made it about himself, and he didn't.
And I've
seen some suggest that that's because he's already handled here playing for the Celtics the questions about the two J's and who's the alpha and who's the leader of the team and who gets. So I don't know. I mean, I think he handled it with class, and I think that's awesome. I think it's ridiculous. His mom had to go to Twitter or X or whatever to ask why he wasn't getting playing time. Like, I mean, that's ridiculous.
But that's how he feels. If you ever want to know what someone feels, look at what those that are most close to them are saying. Like, we all remember when Bill Belichick was when the Saints lost to the Bucks in the NFC divisional round. Linda was on Instagram replying to comments saying it was the defense that won the game.
Yeah.
Like, you could always see what people think, but that's a credit to Jason that he didn't verbalize it.
Yeah, and I mean, you have to hand it to Chef Curry. I mean, that guy can go out at least there single-handedly win you a basketball game like he did for that U.S. team.
I think he's underappreciated.
I do too.
Yeah, I think all time wise, he doesn't get enough credit. Like
he
set the standard for what a new NBA shooter is, and he does it in a way that nobody else has ever done it and will ever do it. Like he just
you can't say will ever, but
Greg, he revolutionized shooting the three. He alone was the sole reason that the three has become as popular as it was. Like that, him and then analytics, because everybody saw how good he was at it.
Yeah.
They could shoot it from anywhere on the court.
No, that's a great point.
And I would also,
if you're looking at the game of basketball being, you know, obviously, you know, you have guys throughout the game who were great shooters, but you've gone away from getting the ball down low post-wise in a lot of cases, and you're saying that's all because of Steph Curry.
Yeah, I think you can there's certain times, you know, when you look at football, right, like the turn of the century was kind of when defense started to fade and offense started to take over. I think Steph Curry is a clear point in time for the NBA where things shifted from a more physical, in-the-post kind of game to an entirely outside shooting game.
And NBA guys were psyched because they were like, great, he doesn't play any defense, so I don't have to play defense.
I would also say, though, like, the analytics people, like, the people that don't believe in clutch, I just never get it. Ever since he was at Davidson, like, no matter what the score was, you watch the game in the tournament or when he joined the Warriors, and you're like, he's never out of a game. He just has that Jordan, Jeter, Brady, Kobe type of, like, you can't describe it. You can't.
Yeah.
You just know it when you see it, and he just has that.
I have seen a couple people suggest that the way Jason Tatum was snubbed by Steve Kerr in these games will motivate him when it comes to being the MVP this season. You brought it up in your lead. Like, this means that these guys are going to win a title.
Yeah.
And so hopefully he is able to use that and be the MVP and they win another banner.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, and that includes They Said It. We'll do that at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. But right now, let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Choice this morning, Led Zeppelin, the great Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. Wiggy's out. That means a lead for Jackson. And really, the order of things, you ought to go before Shime, Jackson, because Shime has a little bit of tenure when it comes to being on air on this radio show over you.
So, I'm perfectly fine with that, absolutely.
Okay, Jackson, good morning.
Okay, my lead is a douche move question.
Oh.
Because you guys all know much more about sports than I do, so I'm not even going to stick my toe in that water.
Okay.
Last week was my fiancé's mom's birthday. Mm-hmm. And yesterday she calls her, and she doesn't answer, and then she gets a call back from her a few minutes ago, and she's on the way home from a birthday lunch at her grandmother's house that we were not invited to.
And wait.
Yeah.
So her mom, your future mother-in-law,
yes,
had a birthday lunch with her mother.
Yes.
And you weren't invited.
Yes. Her mother and then my fiance's brother and his fiance.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and the aunt.
So wait, her siblings, your girlfriend, fiance's siblings were invited.
Yes.
And she was not.
Yes.
Ooh. Do you think I think it's probably less about your fiance.
More about me?
More about you.
Yes,
yeah,
maybe.
Most likely.
It's baffling to me because we're invited to every holiday there. We go, and her and her brother don't get along very well, so maybe it's something like that. But like, it baffles me. I think it's kind of a douche move.
I mean, I don't know. It's not really like not inviting somebody to something. Courtney knows about this when it comes to her Christmas party. It's not really a douche move because you're having the event and
right.
You can't really invite everybody. Was it at a restaurant?
No, it was at the grandmother's house. But I'm kind of
grateful? You've got two kids and one kid gets invited and the other one doesn't.
That's a real problem.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you find any reasoning why?
No. That's the thing, no.
Did your fiance ask when she was on the walk?
Yeah, she's and the mother just said, I don't know, I didn't set it up. You know, Grammy set it up. So
jeez.
How far away is your fiance's grandmother from where you live?
Not very far. One town away.
Oh.
Town and a half, yeah.
I do think you bringing it up on air probably will be that maybe you're not invited to the next holiday or the next birthday.
Well, you see, I have a strategy here because it's not like I want to go. It's just I want to be wanted to go, you know?
Yeah, you want the invite. You don't actually want to go to the event. You just want the invite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did your fiance say?
Oh, she is very upset. She's not upset. I'm not as upset as her at all.
Like, do you and your mother-in-law have a good relationship?
Absolutely, yeah.
This might hurt it.
Yeah.
Asking if your mother-in-law did a douche move.
No, it's not the mother-in-law. No, it's the Grammy-in-law, I guess you would call it.
If it's your birthday party and your daughter's not invited, I think the person they're celebrating would have some say on the guest list.
Yeah, you would think so, but she's a little bit of an odd character. So,
oh, God.
Yeah. No,
Jackson, you are not married yet.
Okay.
You
she knows. Well, no, it's okay. She'll get it. She has a sense of humor.
I love Jackson calling someone an odd character.
This is true. Yeah, and it takes one to know one.
Great question in the Twitch chat. Would you invite you, Jackson?
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, probably not.
What was the worst moment you've had in your mother-in-law's presence?
Nothing. She loves me. I've taken her to the hospital a number of times, and it's not. I'm telling you, it's not the mother.
It's not the mother.
What have you done to the grandmother?
What have you done to the grandmother?
Apparently, there was an argument with the aunt and my fiance that I didn't know about, so I'm. But it's
now
just,
you're really spilling all the tea. You're not supposed to do
what
that.
What was the argument about?
I don't know. I stay out of it.
You really don't? Yeah. You're talking about you brought it to the radio.
Well, I mean, I'd like people's opinion on it.
Are you going to uninvite them to the wedding now?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's what you should do.
Give them a really bad table spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you already send out wedding invites?
No.
Okay.
When is this wedding? Did you tell it? It was in September.
It was gonna be. It's a little bit postponed now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It was becoming stressful for my partner in crime, and she actually was stressed enough to go to the hospital a week and a half ago.
Really?
Oh yeah, she had to spend the night in the hospital because she was just stressed from the whole wedding stuff. So
just kind of stressed about marrying you.
Maybe no. It's really the family and getting people invited and not inviting people. So we put a cork in it for right now, just to get her mental health a little bit back on track.
Yeah, no, that's good.
So this doesn't help, by the way.
I would push that baby off as far as it can for you.
Anyway.
All right. Wow.
Something that was on my mind happened yesterday, so I figured I'd bring it to the public.
I mean, it's unfortunate. I don't know that you've made the situation better.
I have an idea.
Could I call it a douche move? I really don't. I don't think it's kind of her. It's the grandma's birthday.
No, it was the mom's birthday.
No. Oh, it was the mom's birthday, not the grandma. Yeah. The grandma organized the whole thing.
Yes, yes.
Jackson, I have an idea.
Okay.
I say pick a night this week and invite your mother-in-law over for dinner.
Yeah.
Get a cake. Just you could grill whatever, and then that way you're celebrating her birthday. You're the middleman between her daughter and her mom.
Right. That is a very good idea.
And you get everybody on the same page, get some stress-free moments, and then that way, because your fiance doesn't want to be without her mom when she's going through all the stress about a wedding, you could be the knight in shining armor.
Yeah. That's a very good idea.
Save the day.
Do I invite the brother and the boyfriend?
No.
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 No. Just the mom.
No.
Am I right? Problem solved.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. All right, we got to take a break.
And Greg has an easy Italian ziti recipe for you.
I got to tell you something. I think it came up yesterday. I have a new go-to dish. Which I made for Lindsay last week, which is Greg's easy stuffed Tuscan chicken. Was she not?
Rave reviews.
She was chatting about it. In the Red Turtle, the whole way down to dinner with Karen Reed with Courtney about how delicious it was.
She was
virtually stuck to her seat while talking about it.
Jeez.
What is stuffing things easy for you? Just because you have small hands.
Yes, yes, yes. This one is stuffed.
Save that drop of yourself, Shime. Yeah.
It's stuffed with cherry tomatoes because it's summertime.
Yeah. Cherry tomatoes
and,
suck.
And spit.
Gross.
What? Oh, they're so good.
How dare you, Curtis?
Curtis.
One tomato that's good, it's heirloom.
Spinach and a little bit of cream cheese.
Oh, cream cheese. Mm. I thought you were going to go ricotta.
And you throw, you know, some Italian seasoning on there. Boom, throw it in the oven. And you have Greg's easy stuffed Tuscan chicken. I don't know what makes it Tuscan, but probably just like you can, in the recipe, you can add any name to it.
It makes it sound good.
It does make it, sound better, doesn't it?
Totally.
If it was just Greg's stuffed cream cheese chicken, it wouldn't sound that good. But you add the Tuscan part, and it sounds to die for. All right, anyway, we'll get to the rest of this morning's leads next. Wiki is off today, back tomorrow as we head to Fenway Park for day one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And you have been extraordinarily generous over the last 22 years. And I know that this will be no different. So I hope you'll tune in bright and early tomorrow morning and all day tomorrow and Wednesday for the two most important days of the year at this radio station. But right now, we got leads, the rest of the leads to get to. If necessary, we can push, they said it, to 720 because we had to deal with Jackson and his family dysfunction for quite some time to start the leads this morning. Shime, hello, good morning.
Hello, Greg, good morning. So on Thursday, I think as a unit here, we were all disappointed with the lack of time we saw Drake May in that first preseason game for the New England Patriots.
One series.
Yep, exactly. So we saw him for, he threw three passes in the game, two completions, one incompletion. And so Jerod Mayo was asked yesterday if Drake May will get more time this week and if it will be a bigger opportunity with the practices against the Eagles following or leading up to the preseason game number two against the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is what Jerod Mayo said.
Yeah, for all the quarterbacks, it's a huge week for those guys that really showed development. Drake will play more this week for sure. But don't forget, you know, anytime you practice against a team, like they'll get a lot of good reps against someone else. And based on that, we'll see how we'll, you know, how we'll play in the game. That's all positions though.
Okay. Mike Reese wrote a little bit about this over the weekend where he said specifically that Jerod Mayo is using a different philosophy than Bill Belichick and some other coaches have tended to use, which is that Jerod Mayo is purposefully not giving a rookie quarterback a lot of reps preseason-wise.
Yeah, and he's basically given the responsibility to Alex Van Pelt.
Right.
That when he said AVP gives it the okay, that's when, you know, they'll do it. But
yeah,
I am incredibly disappointed at their approach with Drake May, especially considering how meh Jacoby Brissett is.
I also could not be more disappointed with this approach. I think this week, though, will be a big opportunity, even though, you know, even if he doesn't play a lot in the preseason game, those practices against the Eagles are really important because it's not the same defense that you're playing every single day. Andy Hart pointed it out to me because he's been at practice like every day. And he mentions how a lot of the times the defense will blow a play up and you can't really tell sometimes if they actually, you know, made a good play and knew what was coming or they just knew what was coming because the offense have run the play so many times. Mm-hmm. And so facing a different defense will be good and we'll get at least some sense or some idea of how Drake is performing against the Philadelphia Eagles defense, a team that doesn't see him every day, which I think is valuable.
So if Mayo has a different plan when it comes to a rookie quarterback, do you think that he is deploying that plan because he thinks it's the right way to bring Drake May along, or is he doing it because it is the opposite way in which Bill would have done it?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm 50-50.
Okay.
I'm hoping that it's just because he feels it's the right way, even if I disagree with him, which I strongly do. But at this point, it feels like they could just... Kraft could have said, hey, we don't want to do what Bill did. Put this kid on ice. And I don't like that. I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mac, with whatever number Mike Reese shared, Mac Jones had 33 snaps in his debut preseason-wise as a rookie.
And that was a year where Mac was definitely not the starter to begin camp. He won the job over Cam Newton.
And we were all shocked.
Right. Yeah. We were totally shocked. And so
that's how he won it, I would assume, is because
he was playing.
He got to play. Yeah.
And with all due respect to Jacoby Brissett, who seems like an awesome guy in the locker room and everything, like, he shouldn't just have walked in and gotten the job. Like, who is Jacoby Brissett to keep his job without earning it?
Yeah.
Like, which that's really the thing that is most impacted.
Well, and the argument on the Twitch chat is that Joe Milton got a lot of reps and he's a rookie. I don't think they have any.
He's not going to be.
It's like
Joe Milton lucky to be on the active roster in week one.
It's like Malik Cunningham 2.0. Yes. I mean,
we have it all the time, whether it's Malik Cunningham or was it Michael Bishop, Curtis, way back when?
Michael Bishop. I mean, I had a Bishop jersey. I love those days. Back when he would chuck it the Hail Marys.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and Curtis's lead and my lead coming right up next.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Wiggy is off today, back tomorrow as we head to Fenway Park for day one of the 22nd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and you have been extraordinarily generous over the last 22 years, and I know that this will be no different. So I hope you'll tune in bright and early tomorrow morning and all day tomorrow and Wednesday for the two most important days of the year at this radio station. But right now, we got leads, the rest of the leads to get to. If necessary, we can push, they said it, to 720 because we had to deal with Jackson and his family dysfunction for quite some time to start the leads this morning. Shime, hello, good morning.
Hello, Greg, good morning. So on Thursday, I think as a unit here, we were all disappointed with the lack of time we saw Drake May in that first preseason game for the New England Patriots.
One series.
Yep, exactly. So we saw him for, he threw three passes in the game, two completions, one incompletion. And so Jerod Mayo was asked yesterday if Drake May will get more time this week and if it will be a bigger opportunity with the practices against the Eagles following or leading up to the preseason game number two against the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is what Jerod Mayo said.
Yeah, for all the quarterbacks, it's a huge week for those guys that really showed development. Drake will play more this week for sure. But don't forget, you know, anytime you practice against a team, like they'll get a lot of good reps against someone else. And based on that, we'll see how we'll, you know, how we'll play in the game. That's all positions though.
Okay. Mike Reese wrote a little bit about this over the weekend where he said specifically that Jerod Mayo is using a different philosophy than Bill Belichick and some other coaches have tended to use, which is that Jerod Mayo is purposefully not giving a rookie quarterback a lot of reps preseason-wise.
Yeah, and he's basically given the responsibility to Alex Van Pelt.
Right.
That when he said AVP gives it the okay, that's when, you know, they'll do it, but
yeah,
I am incredibly disappointed at their approach with Drake May, especially considering how meh Jacoby Brissett is.
I also could not be more disappointed with this approach. I think this week, though, will be a big opportunity, even though, you know, even if he doesn't play a lot in the preseason game, those practices against the Eagles are really important because it's not the same defense that you're playing every single day. Andy Hart pointed it out to me because he's been at practice like every day, and he mentions how a lot of the times the defense will blow a play up, and you can't really tell sometimes if they actually, you know, made a good play and knew what was coming, or they just knew what was coming because the offensive run the play so many times. Mm-hmm. And so facing a different defense will be good, and we'll get at least some sense or some idea of how Drake is performing against the Philadelphia Eagles defense, a team that doesn't see him every day, which I think is valuable.
So if Mayo has a different plan when it comes to a rookie quarterback, do you think that he is deploying that plan because he thinks it's the right way to bring Drake May along, or is he doing it because it is the opposite way in which Bill would have done it?
I don't know. I like, honestly, I'm 50-50.
Okay.
I'm hoping that it's just because he feels it's the right way, even if I disagree with him, which I strongly do. But at this point, it feels like they could just... Kraft could have said, hey, we don't want to do what Bill did. Put this kid on ice. And I don't like that. I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, I think Mac, with whatever number Mike Reese shared, Mac Jones had 33 snaps in his debut preseason-wise as a rookie.
And that was a year where Mac was definitely not the starter to begin camp. He won the job over Cam Newton.
And we were all shocked.
Right. Yeah. We were totally shocked. And so
that's how he won it, I would assume, is because
he was playing.
He got to play. Yeah.
And with all due respect to Jacoby Brissett, who seems like an awesome guy in the locker room and everything, like, he shouldn't just have walked in and gotten the job. Like, who is Jacoby Brissett to keep his job without earning it?
Yeah.
Like, which, that's really the thing that is most impacted.
Well, and the argument on the Twitch chat is that Joe Milton got a lot of reps, and he's a rookie. I don't think they have any.
He's not going to be.
It's like
Joe Milton, lucky to be on the active roster in week one.
It's like Malik Cunningham 2.0. Yes. I mean,
we have it all the time. Whether it's Malik Cunningham or was it Michael Bishop, Curtis, way back when?
Like Michael Bishop. I mean, I had a Bishop jersey. I love those days. Back when he would chuck it at the Hail Marys.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll get to Courtney's lead and Curtis's lead and my lead coming right up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home.
nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.